Hi, this is Kathy Greer, and I title this week's devotional, Jesus, Don't You Care? Mark 4, 35 through 41. You know, there's a story about Jesus and the disciples who, while traveling by boat, encounter the storm. And the disciples just wear themselves out fighting this storm while Jesus is just sleeping in the boat. And finally, they just can't take it anymore. And they wake him up and they ask him this question, Don't you care that we're about to die? Well, Jesus, of course, gets up. He rebukes the storm and says to them, Why are you so frightened? Do you still have no faith? Well, maybe you've heard this story a million times, and there's so many sermons out there around this story. And for me, I read this passage today, and it was the question that the disciples said to Jesus that just grabbed me. And the statement was ringing in my ears, Jesus, don't you care? You know, they had been fighting their circumstances and this storm that had come against them, and they were frustrated, and no doubt, you know, the fear had settled in. And I don't know about you, but I love these disciples. I don't know them personally, but I feel like I do when I read these stories because I can relate to them. And, you know, aren't we all like this at times? We look at our difficulties, we look at our circumstances, and we say, Jesus, don't you care? Do you care that I'm struggling in my marriage? Do you care that my prodigal son or daughter's far from you? Do you care about my financial circumstances? Do you care that I'm sick? And we allow our circumstances to literally bring into question the very love he already demonstrated for us. You know, the answer to that question is, of course he cares. You know, he cannot care any more for you than dying for you. Well, Jesus, after calming the storm, he looks at them and he says, Why are you so afraid? And maybe that's the question he's asking you today. Why are you so afraid? Don't you know I care? Haven't I demonstrated that I care by dying on the cross? And you know, where's your faith? For, you know, circumstances for me, they'll rise up like a storm, and then the fear will try to settle in, and the Lord will just really lovingly, he'll simply turn my head, and he'll say, Kathy, look over here, not over there. And I have to get my eyes back on him, and he'll literally say, put your eyes on me again. I'm the one who cares. And of course, you know, they asked him a question, don't you care? And he turns around in the end of it all and asks them a question. And the question is this, where's your faith? You know, our faith has to be anchored in the person, Jesus Christ, who encourages us to rebuke every storm, speak peace to them, understanding Jesus is with us. Okay. He loves you. He's given you authority to speak to every storm. He's in your boat. And it's such a comfort to know that, isn't it? The Lord's in my boat. Oh, he is the Prince of Peace. He's with you and he cares. Lord, I pray for everyone out there today that's in the middle of a storm. Lord, I pray that they would put their eyes back on you because you care. Give us faith today, Lord, to speak to every storm and not allow circumstances to toss us around. Today, Lord, we declare you are in our boat. Together, we speak to every storm. We exercise our delegated authority, and with faith, we say, peace, be still in Jesus' name. Thank you for loving us, Prince of Peace. Thank you that no weapon, no storm formed against us will prevail. I'm resting in the palm of your hand. You love me. You love me. And you love us, all of us. Thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving yourself the cross for us. Thank you for becoming Lord of our lives. And thank you for getting into our boat. In Jesus' name, amen. Be encouraged. Until next time.